part Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, in for both Stephen and myself. But if we were...
No.
Outpost got ammo.
Okay, boy.
Here you go, guys.
Well, we don't know what
they've place, got. Okay?
We may be attacking a weaker force, possibly more paratroopers.
And you know how they can be.
Fire maneuver. That's the name of the game. Fire maneuver. Dog and Fox companies will be on our left flank, moving with us. Any questions? Let's make them holler.
It's 9:30 in the evening back home.
And that is a scene from Band of Brothers, the classic World War II miniseries, one of the best ones ever produced. By the way, the battle that they portray there, the Battle of Bloody Gulch, was one of the most historic wins that the American soldier had in World War II. They still study it in most war schools now. In terms of how they defended their positions and took their objectives and did it, it was quite a victory. But here's the thing: it was brave men mostly that went and did that caused that victory, that created that surge in momentum where we began to break Hitler's spine in Europe. And once we did, piece by piece, we were able to set Europe free. And then we focused all of our effort on the South Pacific, and we broke the will of the Japanese emperor, and we did the same thing there. And friends, because of the World War II veteran, we have freedom today like we would not know otherwise. And that's why, for me, Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin away on assignment tonight, but Kevin McCullough with you, that's why for me it is such a disgraceful thing that we have seen play out in Washington, D.C., this last week. Now, just before we did our switchover for the top of the hour, I had started a conversation with Elaine from Sheboygan, Michigan, and she rejoins us on line one. Now, Elaine, we just gained a whole bunch of new radio stations that joined us in that time slot. So, before we go any further, tell us again what you told us just briefly before we took that break, because I want everyone to hear your relationship to what we're discussing tonight.
Well, my husband was in North Africa to begin with, and then he went to Italy, and he won the Silver Star and the Bronze Medal.
Hmm.
And I have to tell you about one of the incidents of why he was such a hero.
Okay.
He was an army medic, and they had called to retreat because the artillery from the Germans was coming in, and they had to move back their line. But there were at least six soldiers in foxholes that were wounded, and my husband dragged a stretcher and crawled a quarter of a mile to get each of those men out of those six foxholes. Back again, he dragged them back to the line so they could get to the hospital, and that's why he won some of his medals, because of his heroic action.
Wow. Wow, that is courage. That is heroism in every way. Elaine, what
youngster.
Were... How old was he?
He went in at 18 and a half.
Yeah.
And so he went in like August of 42.
Okay. Wow.
And he didn't want to talk. In fact, he didn't want to talk. Most of them don't. Most of the World War II vets don't want to talk about their actions.
No, I've noticed that in my own families. Both of my grandfathers were in the Navy, and they were all over the place. My one grandfather was in both oceans. He was in the Atlantic, and then he was in the Pacific. And it was all I could do. I literally had to stand on my head to get him to tell us anything about him. There was something about the service that they gave and the heroism that they performed that that also spoke to a dignity of who they were as individuals that just said, this isn't something for us to... War was so brutal and so terrible and so hellish that their heroism, to a lot of them, didn't even seem to come close to measure up to the loss and to the sacrifice that so many made. And I understand that. I get that. They don't want to dishonor the people that didn't make it back by trying to take credit for something that that so many people did. But Elaine,
my husband was the only one of his battalion who came back alive.
Oh wow. Oh, wow.
So thank you for having the program, Kevin.
Now, Elaine, I appreciate it. Now, let me ask you this. This week, you've seen the president use this. Do you think that this is a fair thing that the president's done and is part of the Obamacare shutdown discussion, or is this a completely separate issue that you just feel spit in the eye from?
This is separate, and it's like an insult to those vets who are coming to the memorial.
Yeah.
That's how I feel about it.
All right. Elaine, thank you for your patience, and
you're
thanks
welcome.
For staying with us. Sweet, sweet call from Sheboygan, Michigan tonight. 888-340-3373. But I want to know from you, friend. You're listening to one of 338 radio stations. You're listening on Sirius XM. You're watching on the UAN television network or on Biz TV. The World War II vets systematically this week kept or attempted to keep them out of the World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. And I've got a column that comes out at midnight tonight, Eastern Time, on townhall.com, that deals with the issue of why World War II. The World War I Memorial in Washington, D.C. is not barricaded off. The Vietnam Memorial was not barricaded off, but they did chase away some Vietnam veterans from it today. But the World War II Memorial, which is a big open-air pavilion, has been cordoned off. And when people went through the barricades on Monday, kind of disregarding them, they came back with orders from the White House to chain them together on the second day. When they still figured out they could just get past them very easily, they ordered them wired shut with sandbags to secure them all the way around the circumference. And they placed additional Park Service Rangers there to make sure the threat was clear. If you violate this, you will be arrested. My question to you, friend, is this fair discussion of the dispute in Washington, D.C. right now? Is this a legitimate negotiating tool that the White House is using? And we know that the White House was responsible for it because the National Park Service has said on multiple times now during the last week, yes, we got these orders directly from the White House, and yes, one Park Service ranger said, you know what, we've been told, what we were told to do was make people's lives as difficult as possible. And my own feeling, said the Park Ranger, is that this is disgusting. Your thoughts on this? 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough, and we're glad you're with us. Let's go to line 3. Ralph is calling from Northern Michigan, listening to 94.5 FM, The Patriot. Ralph, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Are you talking about me? This
yeah,
is Bob.
That's you. Oh, Bob? Okay, I'm sorry. We had the wrong name there, but go right ahead.
Yeah, a member of the Sheboygan Tea Party Patriots here.
Excellent.
Personally, I find it infuriating that he's closing down the monument to World War II. This is something that he has no stake in. And honestly, I have to agree with one of your other callers that said he's only closing it because these people have fought against the tyranny that he is trying to bring to this country. Anyone, I don't care if they're a park worker, law enforcement, military, that follows orders that are unconstitutional, that's coming down from this White House, is guilty of treason, and accountability will come in the future. These people need to wake up. It's good to see that the Republicans, like Boehner, has finally grown a little bit of spine with this holding back because of Obamacare. I personally will not sign up for Obamacare. I repeat that. I will not sign up for Obamacare.
It doesn't really matter, Bob. People that are trying to can't sign up for it anyway. They've had several states where zero enrollment has happened after a week of it being available. This is not going over big time, that's for sure.
Well, for him to play this little temper tantrum, he doesn't belong in this country to begin with. He cannot be president of this country, like your last caller said. He's not from here. He cannot be president. Anyone following orders by this man that is even questionably unconstitutional needs to not follow those orders, or they are guilty of treason.
And now they have the perfect excuse. Wait a minute. I thought we were shut down. I can't be here. I must have to stay home today. Hey, Bob, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 888-340-3373. Two phone lines open, 888-340-3373. The World War II Memorial had to be guarded, in the president's view, against World War II vets showing up. So he stationed more guards at the World War II Memorial, protecting the memorial from the World War II vets, than he had in Benghazi the night that Ambassador Stevens was killed. Does anybody see any inconsistency there? I'm just curious. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a united voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006 or AMAC.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We'll be right back. And again, a scene from the Band of Brothers miniseries that has aired on television and, of course, was made popular by the actor Tom Hanks just a few years ago. That's from the Battle of Carentan, which was another historic battle that the 101st Airborne Division battled their way through in a very bloody fight to try to take a piece of land that they were told to do. Prepared or not, they were told to do it in order for the U.S. to be successful in eventually toppling Germany in World War II, and they did it. They did it. The Band of Brothers portrayed the World War II veterans in the 101st Airborne very, very acutely. If you talked to any of the actual living vets that were alive when they filmed it, they said they got it dead on. And it's one of those stories that it just never really seems to lose its power. Because of how much perseverance the World War II veteran had to endure in order for the U.S. to, and the Allies to ultimately be successful. All of that commitment, all of that devotion, all of that dedication spit upon this week, not by other countries, but by our administration in Washington, D.C., saying that they specifically could not visit the very memorial created to honor them. Friends, this defies explanation in every way. And whatever your feelings about Obamacare and the government shutdown and all the rest of it, let me make it really clear. There was nothing at the World War II memorial to shut down. It would be like shutting down a tree growing in the national park. What are you going to do, uproot it? There's nothing there. There's no ticket booth. They may have had to turn on the lights once a day, but I'm pretty sure that was on a timer that would come on automatically. And on day one, they had barricades erected. They were told, don't let World War II vets in there because these honor flights were coming in, bringing these 70 to 95-year-old men that served. They were told on day two, well, they got through the barricades yesterday because we didn't have them secured. They walked on through, so they chained them. And then when they chained them, they were still able to get past them. So on day three, they wired them shut, and then they sandbagged, reinforced them around the memorial. So intent was this administration that they specifically gave the order to the Park Service. The Park Service said, we don't agree with this. We think it's disgusting. But they followed the orders and they did what they were told. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. And World War II vets, like the picture, if you're watching on television, of that man in the wheelchair that you may have just seen, he was disallowed from seeing the memorial that his sacrifice brought about. Friends, I get so torn up about this, it brings tears to my eyes. I don't know how we can spit on the greatest people that our nation have. I don't understand that. That doesn't seem human to me. And I don't care if the president was any political party, of any persuasion. I don't care who he is. I'd say the same thing no matter who the president was. You don't do this to those people. You don't do this to those people. For one thing, you have no right to do it to them. There's nothing in the law that gives you permission to shut down that monument. You're only doing it because you have the bully pulpit of power. You can threaten people's jobs and tell them they're going to get fired if they don't do what you tell them to do. But Mr. President, let me make this really clear. In fact, Nick, zoom in a little bit on me right here, because I want this scene, if it's gotten off of the web and taped and sent to the White House, I want there to be a very clear understanding between Kevin McCullough and President Barack Obama. You, Mr. Obama, work for us. You work for us. You serve at the pleasure that we allow you to. And you need to remember that. And we do not condone your treatment of the greatest Americans that we have. You work for us. Don't forget that. Let's go to back to the phones. I want to ask those of you that are on hold what you think about how the World War II vets were treated this week. Let's go to line one. Mike is calling from Queens, New York, listening to AM 970, The Answer. That's our flagship station here in New York. Mike, welcome. Glad you're with us. Baldwin's on assignment. Kevin's here for both of us. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Kevin. First of all, I want to thank you for allowing us to express our opinions and thwart what Obama's trying to get over to us through the media. I think that what he's done to the World War II vets at the memorial is a targeting of the people who probably would not vote for him. They're probably from middle America, and he knows he doesn't get the votes there. Now, let me switch to another thing. I'm a Korean War Navy vet. Mm. I went to the VA hospital in New York City on Wednesday. It was open. The doctors were there. I've got my treatment. I got my prescriptions filled. New York City is completely left-wing. The city council is, the senators, the congressmen, they're all left-wingers. Now, if he closed down, if Obama closed down the VA hospitals, he'd have all the liberals in New York City screaming. And those politicians didn't want to take that kind of treatment. So my point is he's targeting middle Americans and citizens who would never vote for him.
And he's punishing them. He's saying, I'm going to use you to achieve my ends, and that's just wrong. Mike, thank you for your call. 888-340-3373. I want to talk to as many of you as want to get in on this. Are the World War II vets being abused by our government, by our own administration, for the purpose of scoring political points in this current shutdown and argument between the Democrats and the Republicans? And let me just say this real clearly. I'm not either one. I don't wear a jersey in that fight. I'm not here to say that one party is better than the other party. But this behavior, regardless of whichever party it would have come from, would be despicable, absolutely despicable, because we are dishonoring the generation in our country that deserves the most amount of honor that we can offer them, especially at the age and stage of life that they're in. So, Ralph in southern New Jersey, hold on. Morgan in Fort Worth, Texas, hold on. We've got one phone line open, 888-340-3373. Are the World War II vets being abused by our administration? Kevin McCullough believes that they are. And if you just want more evidence, read my column at townhall.com tonight at midnight Eastern. It will post why World War II is the name of the column. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. In for Baldwin and McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live from New York. We continue next.
GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
TooMuchGood.com.
City, it's Baldwin McCullough Live every Saturday night. The combined powers of Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough, the talk show host. Glad to be with you. On your screen, Nick just put up a shot of the Washington Monument. You can put that up for a second if you want to, Nick. The beautiful scene that is the surreal kind of glow that the Washington Monument gives off. If you're watching on Biz Television or on the UAN, you'll see this picture. But the nighttime skyline of Washington lit up because the Washington Monument itself is bathed in light. You see little sketches across it. That's a set of scaffolding that has gone up. They're going to be repairing it for the next couple of years. But it still cuts a very formative figure across the nighttime sky in Washington, D.C. The World War II monument literally steps from where that is. And that is the scene of where the president this week decided to barricade off what had previously never been barricaded off. In fact, we've got some pictures of that for those of you watching by way of television. You can see that as well. But there's barricades that were hauled in and put in place just to keep out World War II veterans. Just to keep out World War II veterans that were there coming from all across the country so that they could go see the memorial that had been erected in their honor several years ago. On the first day, they just had the barricades, but then the second day they added like bicycle chains that didn't seem to work. And then the third day they actually tightly wired them together, secured them with sandbags, and prevented anyone from that point forward stationing guards inside the barricades to keep out anyone that would try to remove them, because the veterans did on the first couple of days. They moved them aside, and then people went straight in and observed the memorial anyway. There's no explanation for this. The World War I memorial has not been barricaded down. The Vietnam memorial was not barricaded down. You didn't have the barricades in other places. But for the World War II memorial, where these honor flights were coming to the nation's capital just expressly for them to see that memorial, they were it was ratcheted up every day this week. I think it's just an immoral, outrageous sign of disrespect. But maybe I've got it wrong. I want to know what you think. 888-340-3373. Line 2, Ralph is calling from New Jersey. Welcome, Ralph. You're on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi.
Let me say this. I would not like to believe that there is any reason or rhyme. This is so unnecessary, what Obama is doing here. Okay? And furthermore, okay, this man, unlike presidents of the past, and I'll bring up the... A very, very old book that I just finished reading. It's the book is about a life a day in the life of John Kennedy.
Okay.
This is a man, Mr. Obama, that is staying on top of things and taking his responsibility seriously. There's a quote directly from President Kennedy in this book. In it, he says, "There's so many things to do and not a lot of times to do the things I want to do." That's a man who takes his responsibility and does not abdicate it, unlike you, Obama, seriously. That's a man who's staying on top of things, unlike you, Obama, and, you know, or keep up things in check and balance or in perspective. Now, you know, we're dealing with an Obama acolyte right here in this upcoming special election in New Jersey. He's not only an alter ego of Obama, he is, you know, a shadow and an extension of Obama. And, you know, finally, I want to say this, Keith.
You're talking about, just for, Obama. Hold on, okay. Ralph, hold on. Okay. Just for people that are listening and they want to know and understand what you're talking about the U.S. Senate seat. And Cory Booker,
right,
that is running for
that's
the
right,
former mayor of Newark, you're saying he's an acolyte,
right,
to Obama.
An acolyte to Obama, an alter ego to Obama, you know, a shadow of Obama, an extension of Obama, and is now doing the Obama. How you like that, New Jersey?
Yeah.
So wake up and do the right thing and make this country proud again of, you know, its heritage and its past.
All right, Ralph,
I still believe that this country is great, it's exceptional, and we be that again if we do the right choice coming in this special election.
Amen. I believe that. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate your call. Thank you for your faithfulness to this show, and I do believe that we are still a great country. But I don't think we'll continue to be thought of as great if we treat those among us that deserve our greatest amount of respect in this way. Morgan in Fort Worth and Pam in Colorado, both of you hold on. One of you watching on each of the networks that is airing this on television. We'll get to your calls next. One line open, 888-340-3373. Are the World War II vets being abused by our own government this week in light of the shutdown and what's happening to them? We're taking your calls. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373, on Facebook.com/KMC01.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit AMTCAudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or AMTCAudition.org.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th.
tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguide.com? Good. Go to freezedryguide.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
With Kevin.com.
So glad you're with us every Saturday night. Baldwin McCullough Live, coming to you from the Extreme Media Studios in New York City. But if you're watching on one of the television networks that carries our show, you're seeing live shots of the Washington Monument. And that's because just steps from the Washington Monument is the World War II Memorial. And that is where the World War II veterans have been dismissed and told they're not wanted and not needed by the National Park Service, that we later then found out this week had been instructed to do so from the White House themselves. This is a very direct chain of command thing. There's no nebulousness here. This was one talking to the next, then doing the shutdown. And by the way, there's nothing to shut down at the Memorial Park. The excuse is, well, the government's in shutdown mode and we had to do it because of the shutdown, but they don't normally have people there. So there's nothing to shut down. They don't even have someone come in and sweep the sidewalk off or anything. I mean, it's like there's literally nothing to shut down. It's like trying to shut down one square patch of sidewalk. Okay, officially, this piece of sidewalk is shut down. All right, good for you. Way to save those tax dollars. 888-340-3373. And let me just add one more curveball to all of this. We got news tonight as we were just logging on the air tonight that Navy SEALs have gone into the African continent where the terrible terror raid was made on that shopping mall a couple of weeks ago. And they are tonight finding and killing the Al-Qaeda that are there, that caused that attack, that created that attack. And the first thing that went through my mind, when I heard that news was, will they someday be told they can't come see a monument dedicated to those who lost their lives in the worldwide fight against terrorism because some politician decided that they didn't have, they wanted to use them as a political football. See, it drives it all home, right? Because our men and women in uniform are still the very finest in the world. Bar none. They're the best people on the planet. And here what we are dealing with is a government that's willing to use them as chess pieces. Not in the global strategy against terror. Sometimes we do that. But here in a political game, with the two parties having an argument over domestic policy. I just find that stomach-wrenchingly sickening. 888-340-3373. Let's go to Fort Worth, Texas, my hometown. And Morgan is joining us. She's watching on the UAN network. Morgan, welcome. You're on with Kevin. I'm sorry, he is. Morgan, you're watching, and we're glad you're here. Go right ahead.
Yeah, thank you. One, I just wanted to say that I was glad to hear somebody else saying that they're not going to comply with this Obamacare thing. And then, yes, they are being abused. And where are the crowds just taking down those barriers anyway? I mean, what are they going to do? Shoot them all? What, are they going to call out the tanks and stuff and start shooting? No, they're not going to do anything. Just take them down and do it anyway.
Well, we did. They did take them down the first couple of days. The way they have them secured now, Morgan, the problem is after the first 2 days, they started securing them in a way that you'd have to bring in, you know, special tools and stuff to be able to do it. And I just don't think the crowds that are there have those tools with them.
Down here, we all carry wire cutters. That sissy fence they got up there wouldn't mean a thing. And I can't understand for the life of me why anyone would comply with what this regime is putting on the American people. I mean, it's all illegal. All we have to do is all of us, I mean, there's at least 150 million of us, say no. Just no.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, thank you for letting me be on the air and voice my opinion.
Thank you, Morgan. Appreciate you willing to voice your opinion. Let's go to Lafayette, Colorado. Pam is watching on the Biz TV channel. Hi, Pam. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi.
What are your thoughts tonight?
Well, I am just absolutely disgusted about the World War II vets, and my heart just breaks for all of them and their children and their spouses. And I believe that Barack Obama is doing it on purpose, especially against the World War II vets, because we fought to save the Jewish people. This man, Obama, is clearly not on our side. He is clearly on the terrorist side of the whole thing. And I think he's sending a message to not Americans, but to the terrorists, Al-Qaeda, whoever is in charge of him, which is not America, that he's not going to stand for anything that stands for Judeo-Christian heritage.
Well, I don't know if I can go. I don't know if I can go all the way to that level, but I will say this, Pam. He has shown nothing but tremendous disdain again and again for Israel in his negotiations with them, and I see that. Now, you said to our screener that you're a single mom and that you love America. You feel like that's important for people to know. Tell me why.
Well, I don't think I could have done it if I were not in America at the time that I raised my children, because I did have a good nation behind me and people who were actually very caring that helped me through it.
Gotcha.
And a government that helped its people. That was before Obama. Now it seems like everywhere you turn now, it's against trying to help anybody get through any medical issues. Every time you try to do anything, you have to jump through thousands of hoops. And I believe it's all a game with Obama trying to frustrate the American people to the point where they give up and become apathetic.
That's very hard to deal with. Pam, thanks for the call. Appreciate you. Let's go to line two. Zach is calling from Lehi, Utah, also watching on Biz TV tonight. Zach, welcome to Baldwin McCullough Live. Glad you're with us.
Thank you. I'm an Iraq-Afghanistan veteran, and, you know, my dad was Vietnam, my grandfather.
Oh, wow.
You know, the line just goes all the way up through the military, all the way back. And it's kind of hard and disgusting that they're going to pull this kind of crap on the veterans who served to fight for the rights that people have. Well, they're sitting there in office with this shutdown, you know, threatening us with our money, you know, our benefits, and then our sites so that we can go and show our appreciation for the past. It's just unbelievable to me. And it just breaks my heart to have to sit here and watch it.
Zach, let me say this. A grateful nation is appreciative of your service in Iraq and Afghanistan. I know a lot of guys that were in both of those places. And we can't say thank you enough to you, just like we can never say thank you enough to the guys from the big war. And we're losing them at such a rapid rate these days. Thank you for being diligent. Thank you for loving your country. This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
What does that sound mean to you?
The fuse is lit.
Are you aware that time is running out?
The fuse is lit.
You may not be up to speed on other countries' economic problems, but did you know they could wipe out your 401k?
The fuse is lit.
Your retirement plan? Everything you have worked to earn in your entire life?
The fuse is lit.
Financial experts say it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when.
Text FUSE. 339-38.
Do you know what you will do to prepare your family in the worst case scenario?
Free DVD.
Kirk Elliott, financial advisor, dedicated to making people ready
when the bomb goes off.
If you've not reached out for America's financial doctor,
do it now.
Kirk Elliott, PhD.com. Kirk Elliott, PhD.com.
That's two L's, two T's. Or call
866-211-8986.
The fuse is lit.
866-211-8986. 866-211-8986.
Dang. Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations. And we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and microplant powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe. All for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with microplant powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Microplant powder, available only at HempUSA.org.
Services.com.
Rekindle the romance between you.
From New York tonight, Kevin McCullough in the studios of Extreme Media, but you've seen shots all night long of the Washington Monument on your television screen, or if you're watching online. If you're listening by way of radio, you can't see those, but you can go back and watch the broadcast. We've got it posted at BaldwinMcCullough.com. You can also see it on either Stephen Baldwin or Kevin McCullough's Facebook page. It's super simple and super easy to do. But what we've been talking about all night tonight is something that I think is a lost principle. Let me explain what I mean by that. 2 hours ago, I fired off this radio show with a tirade of anger at a government that is choosing to spit on people that I feel like we should be showing respect to. I'm not saying this because I'm anti-Democrat or even necessarily anti-Obama. I mean, people that have read my books know where I stand on his policies. But I have no animus towards the human being. I have no animus towards the office or even towards the function of government. What I do have is incredible anger at people that would take advantage of one group of folks because they believe that they are manipulatable, are able to not really even defend themselves in terms of come out and speak up, and to brush them aside and to put as much pain and heartache into their path simply because they can, because they're trying to win a political point. See, friends, here's the larger issue that I'm getting to. What we've lost in this culture is the ability to give honor where honor is due. We've lost the ability to say there are certain sacred boundaries that we will never transgress because it would be such a violation of integrity and dignity and honor to the people that we would be transgressing against that it would just far be much more worth it to not even go there and lose whatever political points we may be trying to make than to be willing to ride roughshod with disrespect towards those that have done nothing to earn that disrespect. Friends, I'm really quite amazed. I mean, quite astounded at the degree that this issue became a bigger and bigger snowball as the week went on. I figured after the first day, someone in the government would say, hey, wait a second, this is the wrong picture. We don't want to do anything to disrespect the World War II veterans in any way. I was blown away that it continued to intensify and ratchet up as the week went through. And friends, I can't tell you how disappointed I am tonight to know that Navy SEALs have been deployed to continue to fight for our freedom, while the reality of it is that there may come someday when a politician says that that service was not honorable, at least not honorable enough to be honored. We need to reestablish the appreciation for honoring those that honor is due. And if we would recapture that, we could recapture our nation for something that is good, a virtue, instead of the vice. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next week on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
I've done.